Well, my producer's got a note from my publishers. My publishers published my book, write to my producer. They don't write to me. They write to my producer. And then give instructions to me via my producer that we need to talk about different issues. And I'm delighted that they did, by the way, the nice people at Pan Macmillan. They wrote to my producers because my producers were looking for a particular international book that was coming from overseas. And it's not forthcoming. And producers being producers then go to the publisher and say, where's the book? We need the book. We need the book. And the publishers wrote back and says, it turns out that our stock has been seriously delayed. I feel like Bruce should interview somebody about how much delayed sea freight is costing the country, because air freight got so expensive with COVID, we're now sending everything sea freight and the delays have been insane. And there was a cyber attack at the Cape Town port, etc., etc. Somebody who knows this better than most is Waldo Faree. Now, Waldo is director at Mackay Marine South Africa. What's happened to shipping costs, Waldo? Is it... And what's caused it?
Bruce, I can only speak in the marine services industry, but the rest of the information I also get, obviously, from journals and information read. You've had the COVID impact, obviously, causing a huge, huge demand from the shipping lines. And you've got problems from your ports where you deliver to redistribute the goods that you import. That all causes a backlog. Now, you've got places like Walmart and all these places that need to stock up because COVID hit them hard. They don't have stock. They need to stock up. So China has to supply. There's not very many vessels to supply. And all of that causes a delay because you've got, obviously, shortages in your supply chain. You don't have that many vessels because everyone's been hit hard by the recession and also the financial crisis in the world. So a lot of the big shipping owners, let's say the top six, have not released that many vessels. Now, all of a sudden, you've got this huge demand for vessels, and there's not enough vessels. Just sort of a basic figure. In 2019, they ordered 114 vessels for the whole year, 6.9 billion at super vessels. The year after that was 120 ships at 8.8 billion. This year, the first 5 months in this year, 208 container ships were ordered, 16.3 billion. That shows you the demand of container ships that exist in the industry. There's just not enough ships to move everything. There's not enough people to handle the cargo when it gets to port. COVID hit anyone and everyone. Now, that's just sort of an overview from journals. Where it's affected us in South Africa, I can directly comment on that because in the marine service industry, we rely on our products coming in. We also have service engineers attending to services. Just to give you just on average, cargo takes about 2 weeks longer than it used to take. We always used to say from Germany, 3 days, 4 days, and it's cleared here. You're now looking at 2 weeks for that. Sending a service engineer into Africa, you never had to quarantine. Now all of a sudden you have quarantine periods. Just normal services in Cape Town, in any of our ports, you have to quarantine before you get on board the vessel, or you have to do a PCR test. So on average, that would add a day to a service.
Yeah.
You go into Angola, a normal day service would be 3 days. You're now talking about 7 to 10 days quarantine per service, per vessel. So that's just general. I open up to you for questions.
No, but it's really interesting because, yes, there's a shipping shortage, but at the same time, ships are also going sort of full one way and dropping a load of containers in a port, and then, you know, there's nothing to export from that particular market, so they leave, and then they need to get to the next destination, and then you've got a whole bunch of containers sitting in a place that isn't exporting very much, and they're just gathering there, and then you've got to have empty containers being transported across the oceans as well, and it's causing all kinds of hiccups.
It's funny you mentioned that. At one stage, there was, I think, a few months ago, there was an actual incident where a container, they would pay you to take up a container. It was a negative value to book a container. And that's how bad it was, just to get containers to the other side again to move cargo. But like I said, I'm not an expert on that side. That is what hits us is the air freight and getting containers to this side. But yeah, you have to move the containers. Unfortunately, the ether exporting at a fanatical rate to Europe, and they're exporting obviously to America. But that container has to come back, and no one's sending the stuff back because no one's got the export.
Yeah, I mean, and so, and I suppose it was illustrated with the, what was the ship, the ever stuck in the Suez Canal. And that sort of highlighted the problem, didn't it? I mean, one, you block a shipping channel for a week and a bit, and then you impound the ship for a couple of months, and suddenly the whole global supply chain is just the razor gossamer thin margin of error that the entire global trade system operates on is actually quite astounding.
Yeah, you have a vessel. You just remember, the vessel gets to a port. They have to offload and get to the other side or get containers back to the other side. When they have it in port, they're just sitting there. If you can't move cargo fast enough in a port area because you don't have enough manpower, you have got restrictions in terms of the COVID, then obviously the vessel is going to sit and they have to move. I mean, there's been cases of customers. I read an article on one specific customer where he ended up, he was quoting something like $3,000 for a container, ended up paying, his final quote was $19,000 for a container to move one container. And he was quoted 3 weeks, he ended up 2.5 months later he got his container. And those things happen. That's something we can't control that. But definitely, like I said, I'm not the expert on the shipping lines. That's not my field of expertise. I can definitely see the impact in the service industry and how that impacts the clients in terms of money, just the cost of doing business and time it takes to do business.
But time is money, and time is additional cost. And then with the shortages, of course, the rates go up substantially. And again, you're not an economist, but ultimately, this has got to make everything cost more. There's just no question about it. And I wonder what impact that ultimately has on South Africa's competitive capability out of Gqeberha, for example, and the big VW factory there, and the C180 Mercedes factory in East London, for example.
Just to give an example, about 2 years ago, you could do business in Angola, a standard survey on a vessel. Obviously, right, South Africa still got very favorable rates for service engineers compared to the rest of the world. But you could do business, a survey in and out 3-4 days. You'd do about $4,500, $5,000 for a typical survey. If we run at about $1,000 to $1,500 a day for a service engineer. Nowadays, you go in there, you have to quarantine. Like I said, it depends on who the charterer of the vessel is. And I'm talking offshore industry now, because no one really thinks about the offshore industry as well. We're just talking chasing container vessels. Look at the flip side. You've got vessels in producing, getting your oil out there. These all have a cost. And getting back 5 days for a service, now you go in, you quarantine for 7 days. You then do the service call. It takes you a day to get back to shoreside. You have to move to another vessel, the next charter, one of the big boys. They would go and also demand 7 days. So all of a sudden, you've added 14 days of dead time at $1,000, $1,500 a day additional, and you do the math. So you jump from a $4,500 to $5,000 service, you go up to a $12,000, $15,000 service for something as basic as a $1,500 service you could have done in Cape Town.
So,
same thing in South Africa. Every single vessel you have to go on, you have to produce a COVID test before you go. We've seen it in the industry where the guys are starting to limit the amount of COVID tests because you can only lose so much blood as the joke goes on. If you're doing 2-3 vessels a week, you have to do, per engineer now, you have to do a COVID test for every single vessel. They demand it, otherwise you can't get on board. So you've got a day that you spend doing COVID tests waiting before you can attend today. That's a dead day.
It's so unproductive. Waldo, sorry, we must leave it there. Director McKay Marine South Africa, Waldo Faree, deep insights into the global shipping problems. I hope my publishers are satisfied.